Environmental News. You're going to listen to a programme with news from different places around the world. All the news items are about environmental issues. After each news item, there are some questions. You can write while you're listening, but you'll be given time to answer the questions after each item. Listen carefully. You'll only hear each news item once. Read the questions for the first news item, questions 1 and 2. Do that now, please. Ready? Listen, please.
Good evening. I'm Pat Stevens with the Environmental News Around the World. Today, we'll start off in Denmark. The cost of wind power in Scandinavia is dropping as technology improves and competition increases. Today, Denmark generates about 10% of its electricity from wind, and aims to raise that percentage to 50 by the year 2030. However, there is a growing opposition to the sight of all those windmills in the countryside, and many people aren't very happy about having to live close to the rotating blades of those huge wind turbines. Due to the opposition, a large number of the new windmills will be built offshore.
Now answer questions 1 and 2, please. Okay. Read questions 3 and 4. Do that now, please. Ready? Let's listen to the second news item.
India. India's national bird, the peacock, whose population has decreased dramatically during the last few years, is facing the risk of extinction. According to researchers, the bird's greatest benefactor, the farmer, is proving to be its worst enemy. Before sowing, farmers treat seeds with insecticides to protect the seeds from termites and other insects to ensure a good crop. However, the farmers don't realise that they leave some of the poisonous grains on the surface for the peacocks to feed upon. A team of veterinary experts at the Agricultural University in Delhi found that peacocks who had fed on the poisonous grains were unable to fly, couldn't muster strength, and kept falling from the trees. The afflicted birds died within 48 hours of onset of the symptoms. The farmers are advised to take preventive measures during next year's sowing season. One suggestion is to make other seeds available at places often visited by peacocks.
Now, answer questions 3 and 4, please. Ready? Read questions 5 and 6. Do that now, please. Listen, please.
The United States. As a result of the severe drought in Texas, now in its third year, nearly 200 communities have imposed water restrictions. Some have issued outdoor burn bans, and the Guadalupe River is being patrolled to make sure none of its water is illegally siphoned off. The restrictions have led to immediate impact on people's everyday lives. Watering your lawn, for instance, can bring you a fine of up to $500. And in the small town of Electra, the residents have been limited to 1,000 gallons of water per person per month. The average American uses more than half that every month just flushing the toilet. But here, people are being advised to use their toilets 5 times before flushing. Perhaps not an unreasonable demand, considering the fact that the local lake is drying up and the town's water supply is down to its last 45 days.
Now, answer questions 5 and 6, please. All right. Read questions 7 and 8. Do that now, please. Listen, please.
Ireland. Some 10 million snails have won legal protection in a court case in Ireland. The snails, known to experts as Vertigo angustior, are in fact one of the few species in Ireland to have survived the Ice Age. Despite their large number, they could easily become extinct since their main habitat is very limited. Plans for a holiday complex located in the middle of the snail's natural surroundings may now have to be abandoned because of the court order. The plans include an exclusive 18-hole golf course, a luxury hotel, and holiday chalets. Environmentalists, acting on behalf of the snails, took the developers to court. The verdict: the developers will have to carry out annual reviews of the snail population on the golf course. If the grass is cut too short or too much weed killer is used, the snails could die. Any decline in the snail population may lead to the closing of the golf course. These considerations could jeopardise the whole project.
Now, answer questions 7 and 8, please. All right. Read questions 9 and 10. Do that now, please. Listen, please.
Canada. A pipeline in the Rocky Mountain foothills of British Columbia ruptured last week, sending about 10,000 barrels of crude oil into the Pine River. At first, oil company officials thought that the immediate measures taken to contain the spill would be sufficient. However, the situation appears to be getting out of hand. Clean-up workers have found hundreds of dead fish, and otters, beavers and eagles all covered with oil. Furthermore, concerns are growing about the water supply in the nearby town of Chetwynd, which gets its water from the Pine River. The town has a 3 to 6 week supply of water in its reservoirs. If the supply becomes contaminated, underground sources of water exist. However, to be able to use these sources, wells must first be dug. The worst-case scenario would be if a big fire broke out, drawing on the town's water supply.
Now answer questions 9 and 10, please. Ready? Read questions 11 and 12. Do that now, please. Please listen.
Peru. Plants from the Peruvian rainforests could help doctors in their fight against deadly tuberculosis, researchers said this week. The finding is a first step towards developing potential drugs that can fight the disease. The unexpected results came after months of collaboration between researchers in the United States and Peruvian Indians. Professor Walter Lewis at Washington University and his fellow researchers have made numerous trips to the Peruvian rainforests to live with an Indian tribe. They've collected plant samples and learnt about the use of herbs in medical practices among the Indians. By aggressive use of antibiotics and isolation of patients, tuberculosis was once considered to be eliminated in the US, and people have, for a long time, believed that tuberculosis belonged to the past. However, in recent years the disease has cropped up again, especially among drug users and the homeless. It remains a very serious health problem worldwide, killing up to 3 million people each year. The discovery of these plants is significant, and the early results of the research are very encouraging.
Now answer questions 11 and 12, please. All right. Read questions 13 and 14. Do that now, please. Here's the last news item. Please listen.
Russia. Unfavourable weather conditions in Siberia have killed an estimated 30,000 reindeer. Experts say that last autumn was exceptionally warm with heavy rainfalls. This left the ground soggy, and when temperatures plunged below zero in November, a thick ice crust formed on the ground, making it impossible for the animals to graze.
Now answer questions 13 and 14, please. And that was the end of the listening test. Go through your answers and check if there's something you would like to add or change. Remember, an English-speaking person must be able to understand what you've written.